Now, the public affairs director of the NIA, Bertha Jegble, commenting on the NIA cards collection exercise at Tema, said no challenge has yet come to their notice, but was quick to add that the ongoing exercise is not a mass collection one. She told Radio Ghana that the NIA has decided to distribute the cards on district basis and wonders why a large number of people have gathered at one center for collection. She said each district will be served accordingly. She spoke to Rita.
So what we have strategized to do is to locate some centers and then locate the cart of those centers in that particular center. So maybe you have about four centers clustered into one center and the carts are located at one particular place for people to pick. They make announcements locally for people who registered within those communities or those areas to go and pick the carts from the particular center. And they stay there for a period of time until people stop going. So we are not doing mass distribution. We have located cars district by district, and then they, within the district, do this kind of outreach where they cluster a number of centers and then locate their cars and people go and collect. Because if we want to wait for the funding that we need to do the mass distribution, the cars will be located in our office as they've been for some time now.
It seems this center is causing problems to those who are at the center to collect their cards.
Unfortunately, for now, this is what we can do. It's just a matter of trying to get the cards out. We don't have funding to send cards back with people and equipment to all the centers that we have done the registration. And this has been very helpful in many of the communities we have gone so far. I don't know why that particular place has a problem. I don't know what the problem is, whether it's center management or what.
On allegations of exchange of bribes between officials of NIA and the public, Mrs. Degler condemned the act and equally reminded the bribe givers to stop. According to her, the NIA cards are not for sale.
Other centers are working very well with the strategy we are using.
Still on the issue, according to the correspondent who is also there to collect her card, she claims that some of the officials are collecting bribes in order to facilitate the collection of the cards for others. What do you make of this?
We are not charging Ghanaians for that. We are doing special registration for foreign nationals. They pay for it. We issue them cards instantly. So if you are talking about the citizens going for the ID card, they are not supposed to pay money for it. We don't condone that, but we want the public to know that as long as we have told them not to pay any money, they also owe this country a responsibility not to pay money. Indeed, our law says both the giver and the taker are all at fault. If you have the evidence, they should just walk to the police and report it, because taking bribe in this country is a criminal offense and nobody should condone it.
What about those who have registered and are yet to collect their cards? Do you have plans to let the public know where and when they should visit to collect their cards?
We are doing card distribution in Greater Accra for now. We have done mass distribution in some parts already in 2011. Those parts that we were not able to cover during that period is what we are covering right now. In the event that anybody who has registered within the Greater Accra region has not collected the ID card, they can come to our head office at Shiashi, we are near the Golf House, Tsetekwashi Interchange.
Now that it has come to your notice, the center you've provided is experiencing some challenges. Are you still going to stick to your deadline or you want to extend it?
We haven't set a deadline. We have been working in a particular place for a period of time. We only move on when we notice that the numbers who turn up to collect their cars have dwindled and many people are not coming.
First Director of the NIA, Mrs. Bertha Jegble, speaking to Rita Ampabing.